A very special German Shepherd dog has its nose to the ground on a mountain up behind Hobart, not hoping for picnic leftovers, but rather sniffing out a daisy-like plant that is actually a highly invasive weed. It's called orange hawkweed, and it's made its way into 4 alpine areas in Australia in 3 states. The race is now on to contain and eradicate it, and the special weapon is a sniffer dog. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
A 2-year-old German Shepherd called Fonzie is sniffing the ground. This big black dog is being led by trainer Steve Austin.
Fonz, here, mate. Here, quick. Have a look. Have a look. That's a good boy.
They're walking the alpine slopes of Kanani, Mount Wellington, looking for what appears to be a pretty daisy. But this small green plant with a bright orange or red flower is a weed.
His job is to find hawkweed, and hawkweed is a nasty little plant that's been introduced to Australia. It basically sterilises the soil so nothing else will grow. So if you can imagine ecologically, the carry-on from that would be quite disastrous. You know, plants don't grow.
The alpine plant is a native of southern Europe where it grows in the mountains of countries such as Italy. Hobart City Council Biodiversity Officer Elise Jeffries says the weed was brought to Tasmania by hydroelectric workers.
So orange hawkweed has been in Tasmania, they think, since about the 1950s. It was introduced with migrants that came in for the hydro scheme. They think it was introduced into Ferntree as a garden plant, and so it looks like it's just been an escapee from someone's from a garden.
The foothills of the mountain in Hobart is one of 4 places where hawkweed is found in Australia.
So this year we've done a property-by-property inspection in Ferntree. So we've inspected over 340 private properties in Ferntree this summer and also inspected our own bushland reserves and fire trails. The detected dog has been proven to be more effective than humans in finding orange hawkweed without a flower.
It's also growing the Central Highlands of Tasmania, the Alpine National Park in Victoria and the Kosciuszko National Park in New South Wales. Dog trainer Steve Austin has also trained Cocker Spaniels to go after the weeds in New South Wales and Victoria.
And they're doing an absolutely cracker of a job now. They've been in the field now for 2 years and they're finding hawkweed under snow and under heavy cover.
It's the dog's superior sense of smell that makes them far better than their human handlers at finding the weeds.
Some of it's as tiny as a 5-cent piece. Some of it is under the ground with the rhizomes. And something that people can't see, but obviously the dogs can see very good with their noses.
When it's found, the plant is sprayed with a herbicide, and Elise Jeffrey is confident that it will be stopped.
I think we've got a good chance. Orange hawkweed is recognised as being in its early stages throughout Australia, and so that's why there's a huge effort on the mainland and in Tasmania to try and eradicate this weed.
Good, let's go.
Trainer Steve Austin is heading back to Sydney where he's training dogs that will go to Africa to sniff out rhino poachers. He has trained other dogs to help with conservation programs to rid sub-Antarctic islands of rabbits, find rare native animals and dangerous ants.
Felicity Ogilvy and Friend reporting.